This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, welcome back to Dr. Dahlia's Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So we have a homeless population crisis, and many of these individuals who are homeless have mental health illness, addictions, but some don't. Well, California is looking at a law that is going to mandate people who can't feed themselves or take care of themselves to get mental health help or addiction help. And this has drawn a lot of response and debate on if that's the best move. And I'm kind of mixed on it because, you know, if somebody, you know, needs mental health help, throwing them in jail, I don't think is the best answer. However, you can't coerce somebody to get mental health help. Now, if they're living on the street because they want to, now that you can't force them to get therapy, to take medications. So this is being reported by, hold on, I think it's being reported by AP News. I want to give credit where credit's due. All right. And they say that Californians with untreated mental illness and addiction issues could be detained against their will and forced into treatment under this new law, being reported by AP News. The new law reforms the state's, I apologize, my glasses are acting up here, conservatorship system, expanding the definition of gravely disabled to include people who are unable to provide themselves basic needs, such as food and shelter, due to an untreated mental illness or unhealthy drugs and alcohol use. That's interesting, a term, unhealthy drug and alcohol use. So is marijuana use healthy, but LSD unhealthy? It's interesting how we're going to start to see that term. You are doing unhealthy drug and alcohol use. I'd like to see what is actually healthy drug and alcohol use. Is it, you know, the only one drink a day for women, two drinks a day for men? Is it the occasional marijuana dupe? Or is it, well, you know, ketamine and mushrooms might help depression, so we're not going to call that unhealthy. That's going to be an interesting term we're going to see evolve. So the law is designed to make it easier for authorities to provide care to people with untreated mental illness or addictions to alcohol and drugs, many of whom are homeless. They want to deal with the state's homelessness crisis, as California has about 171,000 homeless people. 30% of the nation's homeless population is in California. Mind you, California is one of the most populous states. But the state has spent more than $20 billion in the last year to help them, with mixed results. So this is going to then overhaul how counties pay for mental and behavioral health programs. They're obviously going to have to borrow money to pay for new mental health treatment beds. So I'm mixed on this because a lot of the homeless are our veterans. And our veterans are there because they didn't receive proper help. So if you have somebody with PTSD, unable to keep a job, using drugs to help cope, we should have already, through our VA system, had a means to help them. So if this gets, you know, officials off their asses to have a better mental health system and a better infrastructure, not only for veterans, but for Americans, absolutely, I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. But is everybody homeless mentally ill? And so they're going to have to be very, very careful judging if somebody has a mental health illness. Now, mind you, if you are homeless and you don't have a home, you don't have shelter, you've been out in the heat, you've been out of the cold, you could then acquire depression, anxiety, paranoia, agoraphobia, a whole variety of different mental health issues. But we also need to understand if they are going to wield this as a tool and label people who might not necessarily have mental health illness. So, for example, all right, there are individuals that have anxiety and depression, okay? That is technically a mental health illness, but they go about their day. They're treated. They're individuals with anxiety and depression are getting a little nervous about what doctors write about them because they may want to own a gun. And if laws change saying if you have a mental health illness, you can't own a gun, who is making the decision between mild anxiety, mild depression, insomnia, and whether you get to protect your family or not? And so when you do have a state that is allowed to now make these decisions on individuals, and there's a lot of homeless people that are not wanting to pay high rent in California, are they now going to be labeled and unable, and then through the state, unable to get that off the record if they want to be able to get certain jobs, have a weapon to protect their family? And so it does start to get kind of complicated. I am of the belief as a physician that throwing people with mental health or drug addictions in jail is not adequate, and it's cruel, and it's not the right way to treat that. But these mental health facilities could be institutionalizing, and they could be causing people to feel that they are trapped and imprisoned. And so we need to make sure that whoever are making these decisions are ethical and they're correct, and they're not going to be wielding this power inappropriately. And I say this because how many doctors and how many individuals were accused of mental health issues? How many doctors were taken up by their boards? One was forced to get psychiatric counseling because she had tweeted about why isn't the CDC looking at natural immunity when it comes to COVID. That's some scary stuff. So if people are labeling other individuals as, well, they're crazy, such as what Hillary Clinton said, where MAGA Republicans need to be deprogrammed, you could unfortunately set up a system where somebody can accuse you of having an institutionalized illness, institutionalizable illness, and you lose your rights. So I agree that you shouldn't throw people with mental health issues in jail unless they are a threat to others or themselves. You should get them help. But I want to learn a little bit more about this law before I support it. 1-877, that's Ali. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. A big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a question I always get asked is, how much of the population is LGBTQI+? And I have learned in medical school that one in six men, in terms of men, have experimented with homosexuality, and one in eight men were gay. And so that would be, what, 12.5% of the population. I think one Gallup poll said 7.9% of the population identifies as LGBTQ+. Now, that, and mind you, that 12.5% was men identified as homosexual. Now we have a much larger spectrum, LGBTQAI+. But I think one Gallup poll said we're at like 7.9%. Well, in the university landscape, some universities are saying that 20+% of their Gen Zers, another statistic came out saying 28% of Gen Zers identifies LGBTQ AI Plus. And now we're hearing from Brown University, nearly 40% of students are LGBTQ AI Plus. And so I think it is a valid question to ask, you know, is it that we have had so many people feel repressed, suppressed, and marginalized that now more and more people feel comfortable speaking out? Or are some of the numbers maybe because of peer pressure? People are finding that they're going to become more accepted if they're a part of that community. And if they don't necessarily want to identify as male or female, or they don't necessarily want to commit to a relationship or to being with only one sex, they might identify. And then you also have rumors that many people are identifying to help increase the numbers so that when there is a poll or a vote or, you know, showing that the numbers are much more robust may allow there to be more progress done in terms of resources, in terms of funding for transgender treatment, etc. So as a physician, I could tell you, based on my personal experience, that I would not be surprised if one in six individuals, right, are truly, truly LGBTQ. In terms of gender fluidity, that number, I think, has now exponentially grown because you have many individuals who have been really, really uncomfortable with the pink and the dresses and the Barbies and you're a girl and, you know, why are you watching football? You're a girl versus, you know, the boys, you got to be tough, you got to be rough, you know, it's all about the blue, you can't, you know, like a princess on Disney, you have to like the prince. Who likes the princess? But as I said before, it's very innate. It's very much instinctive. So me, you know, I love men. I do. And I told my husband, if I was a guy, I would be gay because I really like men. I couldn't even imagine I would not be able to have sex with a woman. I just, for me, wouldn't want to do it. So you have individuals who would not be comfortable. Like I had a very, very, very good friend growing to school with. He was gay. He said he had a girlfriend and it made him sick trying to have sex with her. I couldn't imagine anybody trying to have sex with somebody. I mean, my poor husband, oh my God, he has to have sex with me. You know how horrible that must be? He's straight, but, you know, that's got to be really, really hard to try to have sex with somebody that's, you know, you're not into. So true desire and who you want to be with is going to be at your core. And so if you want to be with men, you're going to be with men. If you want to be with women, you're going to be with women. If you want one day a man, one day a woman, you know, that's who you want to be. We have these names and labels for it, but individuals who want to have sex with somebody, doesn't necessarily at the time think, well, I'm gay or I'm this. They want to be with that person. They're attracted to that person. They're close to that person. And so was it Marilyn Manson or somebody had said every woman is one drink away from a lesbian encounter? I disagree with that. I do. I think those individuals who really want to be with a woman will be with one, but I don't think alcohol necessarily makes that happen. If you've been inclined to, then yes. But I don't think drinking alcohol or doing shots will make you want a different sexual experience than you want. So for those people that really want to have sex with a male, they're not necessarily going to get that from a female unless there's AIDS and other things. But they will do that if they connect with that person and they want to connect with that person. And so we've found that it's not just gay or straight, that there is a spectrum. But when you hear 40% of the youth, it is a concerning number, not because, you know, people are against LGBTQ+, is are we having individuals that are rethinking having families, having kids? And I think anybody who's LGBTQ AI plus who wants to have kids will. But we are starting to see a drop in enthusiasm for having kids and having families. One, the economy. Two, people struggling to find a partner they want to be connected to lifelong through that child. And so we are, as a population, at risk of having fewer children. So when you hear that the younger generation, especially the Gen Z, may be the generation to have the least amount of children, whether it's because of their preferences or whether it's because of the economy or they just aren't really wanting to start a family, that then will pose challenges in terms of who's putting in money to Social Security, who's putting in money to Medicare. You know, our baby boomers, one of the reasons why we're struggling so much is the baby boomers was one of the largest of the generations. As they age and as they work less, we are requiring the younger generations to take care of the older generations. And if a lot of the younger generations aren't working, you know, or later producing progeny, the numbers start to dwindle. That's going to be much harder to then take care of society. So what do I think is going on? I think at least 12.5% are male homosexual. I think a larger number are on the spectrum. I do think many individuals, and I'm not saying this is peer pressure, but there are many individuals that are looking at, do I really have to call myself a girl or guy, or do I really have to identify? So they're like, throw me in the mix also. And then you have others that say, let's check the box, let's do it. Now, what I do with my personal life is private. Nobody's going to, you know, audit what I say and who I sleep with. I mean, how many people say they're straight and they're not? How many people say they're faithful and they're not? So you might have some individuals say, look, let me, as far as I'm concerned, I identify. How many of us identify as Miami Dolphin fans or Cowboy fans? Or, you know, you can identify any way you want. So now that we are much more open to you identifying and you know, we've hopefully moved forward and stopped a lot of the discrimination and the horrible things we used to do to people who were homosexual or LGBTQ, AI plus, I think we have individuals going, I would rather be a part of this community. And so are all 40%, you know, or 38.9% of those individuals LGBTQ, AI plus? I don't know. But once you allow that fluidity, then, yeah, the number's going to grow. So, you know, having family members who are gay, having friends who are gay, it's a population that is now growing because they've been able to come out, they've been able to be open, they aren't oppressed like they once were. But I understand the urge for more accurate numbers so we understand what to do with resources. The concern I have as a doctor is, like what we're seeing with the transitioning and the gender dysphoria, is I don't want the non-true gender dysphoric patients to take away resources from those who really do need it, the true gender dysphoric patients. And so we do have to be careful that as we do expand, you know, our resources and expand money and treatment choices and treatment options, we are not marginalizing. You know, we might be showing support for the community, but you might be also taking away resources for somebody who really needs to go and get seen and be taken care of and get assistance. So that's where it would help to have accurate numbers. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, keep your questions coming. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A member of a prominent Democrat family is now an independent. RFK Jr. announcing that he would be leaving the Democratic Party and running for president as an independent. Amidst the ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American, United, and Delta have halted flights to Tel Aviv. The United Auto Workers strike has entered its 26th day with union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks joining the picket lines yesterday. Following the abrupt outbreak of war in Israel, oil prices are experiencing an upward surge. Analysts tracking that situation, especially in light of Iran's significant role as both a supporter of Hamas and a member of OPEC. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the other day I had a 55-year-old woman call in to the telemedicine company saying her eyes were yellow, her urine was dark, her stool was gray, and she was worried. And I was worried too that something was going on with her liver. And we can't underappreciate how much our livers do. And we have to raise awareness. And luckily we have this month, Liver Cancer Awareness Month, to help educate us on the importance of screening our livers and screening for liver cancer. Joining us next is Nadine Abi-Jaldeh, Chief of Interventional Radiology and Director of Clinical Research at the University of California, Irvine. Dr. Abi-Jaldeh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Well, we definitely appreciate all you do. Talk to us about how common liver cancer is.
So liver cancer, primary liver cancer, which is the cancer that develops from the liver, about 41,000 people each year will get it. The main concern we have from the medical community is that the incidence of liver cancer has tripled since the 80s, and the death rate from liver cancer has doubled, although we have a lot more therapies we can give for this cancer. And part of it is because patients do not get to us in time.
So true, so true. And alcohol. We're seeing, especially since the pandemic, more people drink alcohol. Talk about the risk factors for liver cancer.
So alcohol is a big risk factor for developing liver cancer, as is substance drug abuse and hepatitis, whether it's transmitted through transfusions from the mother to the fetus. But also there's other risk factors that have emerged in recent years that have explained the increase in liver cancer, including something we call fatty liver, which is diabetes, for example, obesity, high dyslipidemia or high cholesterol. All of these are risk factors for developing fatty liver, which can itself cause cirrhosis, which is scarring of the liver that can cause liver cancer, or fatty liver itself can cause liver cancer directly.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a couple different types. One is primary, where the actual liver gets a cancerous tumor, and then there's secondary, where things metastasize to the liver. In terms of primary, we're looking at, what, 41,000 Americans right now have primary liver cancer?
No, that's every year.
Wow.
New cases every year.
New cases, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead.
The metastatic is an even bigger number.
I bet. So how are you diagnosing? I love what you do at UC Irvine. Talk to us about liver diagnosis.
So the main thing is, if you have any of the risk factors we mentioned, is to get screening. Screening is pretty easy. It's a blood test and an ultrasound, and that can detect if there's anything in the liver. And then if there's anything, then we push into, you know, more advanced imaging. But liver cancer is one of the cancers you can diagnose just on imaging.
And with you being interventional radiology, you perform some of the biopsies. Talk to us about how that works.
So if there are people who have liver lesions that are, you know, not the classic on imaging, or, you know, we're concerned about something, then we can do a biopsy. But primary liver cancer can actually be diagnosed with imaging only. And, you know, if it's diagnosed, there are several treatment options, and that's actually where we come in. Part of it is we perform some of the treatments for liver cancer.
Talk to us about some of those treatments.
So if it's caught early, which is my hope, actually, there can be curative treatments, which include surgery or ablation. If it's caught more in the intermediate stage, that's where interventional radiology comes in, and we can use small needles or catheters, which is a fancy word for a small plastic tube, to go in and locally deliver medications and treatments. And then in the more advanced stage, in the recent years, there have been excellent therapeutic options, including immunotherapies and targeted therapies. And right now, Avastin and Tecentriq are the standard of care.
Wonderful. Now, you know, when we talk about if we're at high risk, you know, we know alcohol, cirrhosis, hepatitis C, but we have individuals who don't think they're at risk. What do you recommend people do to get screened?
So if you are at risk, you should get ultrasound and the blood test every 6 months. And that's if you have cirrhosis or if you have a history of alcoholism or hepatitis. And believe it or not, studies have shown only 24% of patients who have, like, hepatitis, for example, get the screening they need. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, if you have the risk factors for fatty liver disease, which is diabetes, obesity, high cholesterol, metabolic syndrome, you should at least get tested to see if you have fatty liver. If you have fatty liver, then you need to see if it's gone all the way to cirrhosis, then you need to get the screening. If not, then there are certain things that you can do to actually try to reverse it.
Great. Weight loss, you know, talk to us about some
exercise.
Of those.
Exercise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Precisely. No, so okay. I was going to say exercise, weight loss, and maintaining a healthy diet, and then control of diabetes are all things that can help.
Exactly. You know, Dr. Abhi Jaudet, anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yes. There's still a lot. So part of the studies that have shown that only 25% of patients who need the screening get it also showed that it's not just the patients not following up. it's also the physician's not ordering it. And so please ask your physician for it, even if they, you know, they don't think about it. You are your own best advocate. And I would recommend visiting againstlivercancer.com. It's the againstliver.com website. It's a great education website about liver cancer and screening.
Well, we are so grateful to you and your team. Anything else you'd like to share?
Thank you. Take care of your liver.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back. And thank you for raising awareness about liver cancer.
Thank you.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know some of you are thinking, as you listen to this, well, how do I know? You know, I've been told I have fat around my liver. Every now and then I get blood tests, and maybe my liver enzymes are a little bit up. What I used to do in my practice is if I saw that your liver enzymes were off, I would always do your liver panel when I would do your basic yearly blood test. And if I saw that your liver enzymes were up, I would order an abdominal ultrasound. I wanted to know why those liver enzymes are up. Was there something going on with the liver? Was there fatty liver? Was there early cirrhosis? Did you have gallstone disease? When we order an abdominal ultrasound, we'll look at gallbladder, pancreas, liver. And then if we could not identify why they were up, I would be looking for hereditary hemochromatosis. I'd be looking for hepatitis. Then I would get a GI doctor or a liver doctor to take a look and do some tests. And fortunately, if we did have a patient with cancer, we caught them early. When we opened this segment, I told you about that 55-year-old woman who called me where her eyes were jaundiced. I'm a little nervous about what stage her issues could be. Now, could it be she had hepatitis and inflammation of the liver? That could make your eyes turn yellow. Did she have pancreatic disease? Did she have gallbladder disease? Sadly, with telemedicine, we don't get a lot of follow-up. But when people say, my liver's good because my eyes aren't yellow and my skin isn't yellow, you don't want to wait for that. Once you start turning yellow, it's already a farther stage. Just like with colon cancer. Now, people will say, I'm good, there's no blood in the stool. All right, by the time you actively see blood in the stool, it's an issue. And so I do like the screening. The big problem we have, and why I'm grateful for these awareness months, is many people use telemedicine as their primary care. And they aren't necessarily going in, getting an exam, getting their blood work done, getting ultrasounds. But if you have fatty liver, if you drink alcohol, if you at all could have been exposed to hepatitis, please, for the love of God, get yourself checked. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure?
then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Byron writes, when are the COVID lawsuits going to start? And he's discussing in regards to vaccines, in regards to numbers. Well, there have been some COVID lawsuits, but there's lawsuits on all sides. So one lawsuit that made headlines had to do with Florida's COVID-19 data. And during the state's COVID-19 surge, I believe plaintiffs had wanted data. I think former Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith included the plaintiffs, said that had other plaintiffs include the Florida Center for Government Accountability, USA Today Network, Miami Herald, Associated Press, Scripps Media, New York Times, Washington Post, Sun Centennial, Tampa Bay Times, and the First Amendment Foundation, asking for public records when it came to the public health data. And they said that the department lied about the existence of these public records in court. And they claimed that the Florida
administration under DeSantis did, quote, everything to restrict information and downplay the threat of COVID, even when the Delta variant ripped through Florida. Now, the DeSantis administration settled. I don't know if they agreed to the claims, but this lawsuit, I guess, was spurred when an Orange County board member requested data from the State Department on pediatric hospitalizations and cases. As the state was undergoing a COVID surge during the summer of 2021, Delta variant was ranked, I guess, number one in pediatric cases. They said that the information is confidential, exempt from public disclosure under Florida statutes and rules. So a nonprofit watchdog organization, Florida Center for Government Accountability, made the same records request for all 67 counties, was denied, and so the watchdog group and others filed suit. And so, you know, now there is going to be more transparency. The settlement is going to now force the DeSantis administration to do, I think, bi-weekly updates on COVID numbers. And I don't really know all the details of what happened. What I do know is when 2020 happened, the start of it, even though we believe COVID was here prior to 2020, like in the fall of 2019, you had mass hysteria, mass panic, and you had some states go into severe lockdowns, put people out of work, and this panic was mixed in terms of how valid it was or justified. And even though I thought COVID was deadly and it was causing hospitalizations to rise, us running out of ventilators, we didn't know what we were dealing with because we never saw anything like this and we didn't have medications to treat it. It was scary. I disagree with what some states did in terms of causing people to lock down at home, not be able to work, fund them to stay home, disrupt kids' schooling, ruin people's careers, when we had other individuals who weren't necessarily dying. And what really was the crux of it is hospitals were overwhelmed. So I understand why the cities panicked. It's just it could have been done differently. Well, DeSantis and other governors in red states did it differently. And they had a much more chilled approach when it came to lockdowns, masks, schools, and their numbers of hospitalizations and deaths reportedly were the same, if not less, than those who did do lockdowns. And there was some early data in 2020 saying many of the individuals in New York who were hospitalized with COVID were the ones who were locked down and stuck with family members that gave them COVID. They were not able to get fresh air. They were not able to, but they were a captive audience. And many individuals, you know, just like at the nursing homes, you know, you were a sitting duck. And so we're still debating on what we should do if the next syndrome X or disease X or infectious agent comes our way. And I got to tell you, Ebola scares the hell out of me. I'm locking down with Ebola. I don't want Ebola anywhere near me. But what we did with the lockdown was not necessarily scientifically driven. And did it have to be mandated or to the point where people had to go to jail? Because I'm telling you right now, with our businesses, we very easily, we had a couple hair salons. And before any lockdown happened, we used common sense. And we told our staff, we're like, look, the schools are shutting down. If you guys have to be with your kids, we'll close down a couple weeks. Not a problem. We were going to voluntarily close. Now, I get, and some of you are saying, Dr. Dolly, shut up because we got money that way. I get. When the government locked you down, they then had to hand us out money. So I get, you know, because people ask, how did anybody support the lockdown? Well, you could get, you know, money for your business. You could get money for unemployment. If it wasn't mandated, then there might not have necessarily been legislated help or appropriated finances. But I'm telling you right now, just being common sense, We didn't know what was going on. People were getting sick. If my staff didn't feel safe coming to work, no, not going to make it work. So we were going to, on our own, close down for a few weeks. Now, I think in our neck of the woods, there were phases of lockdowns, so the shortest of which was 6 weeks. Then we reopened in 6 weeks, and people got back into the swing of things, and we started to see more normalcy. But you had other areas where they were locked down for years. And I disagree with that. And I understand, things were getting scary. We didn't know what to do. The hospitals were overwhelmed, which is a teaching point. We need to have better hospital infrastructure. We have very few hospital beds. Our population is growing by the thousands every day, especially with the southern border, and we don't have enough hospital beds. Right now, I can guarantee to each and every one of you that if you get sick, there is not a hospital bed with your name on it. There's just not enough hospital beds. So we do have to come up with a better plan. But many individuals questioned, did Florida really do that well? Well, you can't hide the hospital number. You can't hide the death number. These COVID numbers were definitely up in the air, and people have been asking, which is why Byron had asked about lawsuits, are we going to ever hear from the CDC the true numbers? Because people were calling for the true numbers when the lockdowns happened. How many of these individuals have true COVID, who were healthy, got COVID, and then got sick and died? Or how many of them are having heart issues, diabetes issues, but whoa, lo and behold, they also have COVID? You know, where's the spreadsheet separating it? And unfortunately, it was all lumped in as this is COVID-related, this is COVID-related. So a lot of our death numbers, we just don't know. I still am asked if the million or so that died of COVID thus far, was everyone I got COVID, now I got sick, now I have to go to the ICU, now I'm put on a ventilator? Or were people in and out of the hospital for flu and other things in early 2020 and just happened to also be positive for COVID? And did COVID add to it? So I don't think we're ever going to have accurate numbers. And I know now we're not going to have accurate numbers because people aren't testing. Or if they are, they're testing at home and they're not necessarily on the honor system reporting. And even though there's sites with the test kit site, the free test kit site, saying, can you please tell us if you had COVID? I mean, how many of them are, how do you know how accurate it is? So I would like to know the numbers, but I also want to know the numbers of people who had COVID where they weren't ill. I also want to know those who were on hydroxychloroquine for lupus and autoimmune diseases, how they fared with COVID. So I would like the numbers. But that's one of the lawsuits that made headlines today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.